Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The United States Mint is issuing a series of 56 America the Beautiful quarters. There will be one for each state, the District of Columbia, and the five territories and commonwealths. The first issue next year will honor Michigan's Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. When the Michigan Statehood Quarter came out in 2004, 4,000 design ideas were received from the public, including 800 from students. Two students participated in the ceremony at the Denver Mint for the beginning of production of the coins. Unfortunately, the Mint is not allowing the public to contribute design ideas for the America the Beautiful quarters. 13 candidate designs for next year's Michigan quarter were considered. The Citizens Coinage Advisory Committee endorsed one, while the Commission of Fine Arts endorsed another. Last year, Liberty Coin Service conducted an unofficial, non-scientific poll of which of the designs students and the general public preferred. As you might imagine, the runaway top two favorite designs from this poll were different from what the Mint's advisory committees endorsed. I recently called the U.S. Mint to see if the final design had been selected. I was told that it had been picked out, but that it was not yet being announced. I then asked about plans for the strike ceremony for next year's Michigan quarter. To my dismay, I was told that there are no such events conducted for any of the America the Beautiful quarters. My guess is that this was a cost-cutting decision. When I asked about arrangements for the public release ceremony, I was told that planning had not yet started. The U.S. Mint invited me to a meeting in Philadelphia last year to suggest ways that the Mint could increase student interest in coin collecting. Student involvement in the creation of new coins is an excellent way to spark the educational benefits of coin collecting. By growing the number of coin collectors, the U.S. Mint could actually increase future profits. On the MSU campus this week, I taught a coin collecting class to 4-H students. I could have shared much more with them if only the Mint was not being so penny-wise and dollar-foolish. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.